Welcome to the podtech.net Intel Wi-Fi in the Sky huge event. We're here joined on close to takeoff.
Pretty exciting.
And Charlotte Joseph, Global Marketing Manager at Intel. What's your official title?
Consumer Marketing Manager for the Mobile Platforms Group.
Good deal. Well, we're here in Copenhagen, Denmark, about to take off to go to New York for a very historic transcontinental gaming event. Talk about what's happening.
Well, this is very exciting. It's the first time ever that we're at least aware of that an official event has been taking place on an airplane. And we have top gamers from Europe traveling to New York to compete against the best gamers in the U.S.
You get 35 top gamers, hardcore pros, going to New York to face off the Americans. So it's the Europeans against the Americans.
Yeah.
Kind of the Euro Cup faces the American Cup. So first time ever.
Exactly.
Clash of the continents.
Definitely. It should be very exciting once we get to New York. And here on the plane, of course, it's very exciting too because we have Wi-Fi in the Sky, which is great.
It's Centrino approved Intel.
It's a Intel Centrino mobile technology approved Wi-Fi hotspot, which means that you can connect more easily with your Centrino laptop.
Is that a download or an upload? I mean, if you're at 35,000 feet, are you like upload or download? No, I mean, significant. I mean, Wi-Fi in planes. I mean, JetBlue is known right now with having, you know, satellite dish and having TV, but now people can work on the plane, laptops. This is mobility. This is what it's all about.
It's great. You know, people can stay productive while on their plane, on international flights for hours. You can get your work done. You can even use services like Skype to connect, make phone calls while you're on the plane. But also, regular consumers who may not have work to do, they can take their entertainment.
People can like ignore the videos like that we're supposed to be watching right now on, you know, fasten your seatbelts.
Exactly, and this is a great thing. People have passions like gaming; they can now enjoy their favorite entertainment, such as gaming, on the plane.
Well, we've been covering Intel and doing a lot of info talks with Intel, but this is a unique thing. But Intel, this is in their sweet spot. I mean, you're involved in the mobility team, and we've interviewed a lot of the top senior executives at Intel talk about their future. Vision. This is digital lifestyle. I mean, we live in a real-time lifestyle, online, high-speed lifestyle.
Yeah.
Talk about why Intel's into the gaming, us digital lifestyle, but talk what's going on and what's coming up.
Well, I think especially from where I come from, which is the laptop world, over the last several years, laptop performance have come more on par with desktops, and entertainment usage models have really exploded on the laptops. People are doing more and more things on their PCs that are entertainment related, and to be able to actually take that entertainment with you on the go and enjoy it when you're outside of the house, it's a wonderful entertainment and lifestyle experience for consumers.
And Centrino has been the heart of the whole Intel Inside. It's an old slogan, but everyone knows that's the old logo, but old campaign. But really is, Centrino makes it all work, and the reliability has to be there. So talk about some of the things that you guys see coming down the pike with Centrino and mobility.
Well, Centrino was our first platform that was really optimized for laptops, for use in laptops. We really looked at the things that people want from their laptops, and there are really four things. There's, you know, you want great performance, but you still want to be able to have great battery life and thin and light form factors that are easier to carry with you when you're traveling and when you're outside of the house. You don't want systems that weigh too much. Also, more and more people want wireless access, and over the last several years, that's really been exploding. Wi-Fi hotspots have been cropping up everywhere, and Intel has worked with fellow travelers to verify those hotspots, such as this one here on this airplane, to make sure that consumers can have a great experience with their laptop.
Yeah, and it's pretty historic. I mean, we're on a Wi-Fi plane. I mean, we're going to be downloading it, not like low speeds or even like EVDO, but high speeds. I mean, we're getting, I mean, I'm seeing performance on my email with attachments and just normal web surfing, web browsing. It's amazing. We'll see how this podcast is. We're going to upload in real time or
right.
download.
Yeah, that
in
would
real
be very
time.
Interesting.
And let's talk about the gaming, back to the gaming. I mean, this lifestyle's changing. You're talking about kids now, 15 years old. I mean, some of these gamers here are 18, 20 years old. They've been gaming since they've been 15. And so this whole digital lifestyle strikes this new generation. And you know, their idea of a computer clearly isn't a PC. It's about mobility. So talk about the gaming lifestyle, this new digital lifestyle, from your perspective.
Yeah, so we see gamers, gaming has really become almost like a sport, if you will. Gamers, professional gamers, travel all around the globe to go to events and compete for big prize purses. As they travel around the globe, they want to be able to not only stay connected, but also be able to practice so that they can keep their competitive edge while they're on the go.
And also talk about Intel's commitment. I mean, you guys have been big sponsors of this.
Yes.
In the gaming community, pretty much everyone knows Intel's been a big supporter.
Yes, we have been. For the last at least 5 or 6 years, Intel have sponsored major gaming events across the globe. We're committed to gaming as a usage model. We think that that gaming is really, really important, and we're definitely committed to it. And like you said, we've been sponsoring these events for years, and this is another example of how we are trying to bring new experiences to the gaming community.
Well, Intel's going to be leading the way, and more sponsors are going to come, which means more prize money for the gamers. Clearly a pro circuit now. We're going to have rankings. I'm talking with Paul from London, PodTech, and Paul are going to work on a national and global ranking of gamers. We're going to have a rating system, and you know, the ranks of the pro gamers are going to just evolve and grow. So thanks so much.